The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Juchita Conniff. Juchita was born in the Varugu Tangle to the Conniff tribe, a community founded four generations ago from slaves escaping the plantation council. The founders decided from the beginning that their society would have no contact with the outside world. So Juchita grew up only barely aware that a world outside the tangle existed. To the north, the Conniff sometimes battled with a tribe of Saurians over territory, and occasionally she saw strange travelers. But it was forbidden to speak with them. It was also said that a community of Barangi lived far to the east, but nobody had contacted them for many years. Stories of the outside world were always ones of danger and sadness. It was, the elders said, a terrible place, filled with death, exploitation, and cruelty. Amongst the youth, however, different stories were told. Stories of danger and death, certainly, but also of excitement and adventure. They told of metal monsters, of stringless bows which shot shards of fire, of great villages illuminated by a million points of glass-trapped light. In idle moments, Juchita dreamed of exploring such places, but supposed, in reality, that she never would. In the end, however, the opportunity was forced upon her. It was the middle of the monsoon when a lone, half-dead Barangi staggered into their village and collapsed. He had many wounds and slept for 2 days while the elders debated what to do with him. Some said they must heal him and care for him, while others argued they must take him out to the highlands near his own people and leave him. After much debate, compassion won the day. In any case, the Barangi woke up soon afterwards and told a tale which filled them all with horror and dread. His name was Jananga. He came from a settlement 1 week to the east and had come to warn them. His village had been attacked by people wearing metal skins who had attacked in the early morning, surprising the villagers. Jananga had been shot several times and played dead. He watched the remaining villagers gathered up, chained, and led off to the north. He knew he was too badly injured to follow them, but instead went west to warn the Conniff and to ask them for aid in freeing his people. The elders were deeply moved by Jananga's story, but decided there was nothing they could do. They would travel south and find new territory. They asked Jananga to join them and become part of the Conniff tribe. Juchita was shamed by her people's cowardice. She offered to help Jananga, and she had heard of a place far across the water to the east where an army of Dvurg fought to free slaves. So they went to Blackwater Rig and begged for aid. There they met Forek Lim, who offered to help them for a fee. In exchange for his aid, Forek asked that if they were successful, they would both take jobs in the Skyton militia for a period of 2 years. The story of the rescue mission is one for another time. But Juchita has just celebrated her 6th year as a member of the Skyton militia and could not imagine going back to the life she once led. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.